In a park in Menominee Falls, Erica Mork and her father Stephen walk down a snowy hill with Erica's 12-year-old dog, Cinnamon.
Erica calls her Cinna. They've been together since Cinna was 4 months old. Cinna is a mutt with mostly black and brown fur and white markings around her eyes and mouth.
You have the silliest little underbite and big floppy ears and big bushy eyebrows and just the sweetest old lady.
Now they're shuffling onto a frozen stretch of the Menominee River in frigid weather for a photo shoot.
They're in a snowy park where Erica would walk Cinna back when she was more mobile. Cinna has a cancerous tumor near her knee.
Like, you can even wrap your arm around your daughter. Yes. There we go. There you go. And look at here. Oh. Oh, she liked that one.
Cinna's owners reached out to photographer Haida Hongstermeyer for this photo session. Hongstermeyer is part of the Tilly Project, a global directory for pet owners to connect with end-of-life pet photographers.
According to the Tilly Project, Hongstermeyer is one of about 40 photographers offering free or reduced-cost photo sessions in Wisconsin. And Haida Hongstermeyer joins us now. She is the owner of Wild Iris Photography in Sussex. Haida, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We just heard some sounds from your photo session with Erica and Stephen Mork and their dog, Cinna. How did that session go?
It was a very cold session. You know, January in Wisconsin can be either gorgeous or quite cold. So it was nice that they struggled with me and made it through. But we had a great cold morning along the Mill Park in Menominee Falls. And Cinna was just a really cute dog. And I mean, both of the family members really loved her a lot. And we captured some of that love.
What techniques do you use to get the most expression out of a pet in these sessions, especially when the dog isn't feeling well?
Yeah, when the dog isn't feeling well, it's very, very difficult because they tend to pin their ears back. And dogs are very expressive in their eyes. So when we have something like that, we focus more on the parent holding them and being really snuggly with them and less on just the pet itself. So I always recommend, like, if people are considering doing a session, that they do one prior to the dog's direct illness where they can see the end coming so that they can share that time when the dog is feeling better or the pet is feeling better with them where we can get some solo pictures and kind of do some fun or maybe artsy things with just the pet alone.
What motivated you to provide end-of-life pet photography? What is that origin story like?
When I started my business, I started it mostly because I had had a dog with hemangiosarcoma, and he passed away when he was 8. And I struggled finding a photographer that would take us and my dog and my young child as photography clients with a reasonable price. And I found that that was very much like, if I have photos with him, I've honored him in some way. And it was important for me to have that honor happen in order to, like, honor him prior to his death.
What photos do you still remember and cherish from that time?
There's one that I took of him in front of our family's, it was our neighbor's garden. They had this gorgeous garden, and it's kind of a profile picture, but we printed it out, and it's hung on our wall ever since. And when my kids were little and he was gone, they would say goodnight to him every night.
And what is he like in the garden?
He's just laying in front of it, and he's kind of looking off in the distance, probably at a squirrel, because his ears were up. He was very attentive. He's a terrier, so really loves those rodents.
that you can't, you know, you can't deny that.
Right. Yeah.
So you offer these free photo shoots for people who come to you with a terminally ill pet. Mm-hmm. What mood are you trying to create through these images?
I'm really looking to show the relationship between the pet parent and the pet. You know, pets are something that we take care of, which means that we put a lot into our efforts with that pet. And because we're constantly taking care of them and they require more care as they get older or as they decline, when they go, there's this huge void. And having these images can really help fill that void in some way. So I'm looking to showcase that love and that connection that they have prior to the void opening.
I wonder, how do you showcase that love through a portrait? How do you capture a pet's personality, the connection with their pet parent in these images?
Yeah, I make a lot of strange noises.
Can you demonstrate?
Oh, boy. It's hard when there's not a pet right in front of me. But the first dog I ever had used to make a very specific noise when her ball went under a radiator and she couldn't get to it. Mm. And it went something like, arr! And that almost always will cause a dog to tilt its head and cock its ears upright. So it kind of a instant cute face off of a dog with that noise.
I imagine you've had to work on your sounds over the years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I've shot a lot of deaf dogs, too. And they're the hardest because it's really hard to get their attention.
What types of photos do pet owners request from these sessions? What did they want?
I haven't had a lot of direct requests. I think I have a pretty good, you know, we're going to get the dog itself. We're going to get the dog with humans. If there are kids involved, we want to separate and do the pet with the kids. But if the dog has a specific toy that they've always loved or a blanket or something that's really meaningful and they associate with the pet, then we try to break that out and make sure that we get some images with that pet, with that object. Mm.
And this is so bittersweet, right? It has the potential to be so sad, but also such a special moment and celebration of who this pet is. What does the mood tend to be like?
Most of the time, besides pets that are within a couple of days of passing, or they've made an appointment where they're going to euthanize, they're rather joyful sessions. You know, they're sharing their pet with me. I'm asking a lot of questions about the pet. In a way, it's helping that pet live on past life.
Do they keep in touch with you at all after these photo sessions?
Oftentimes they do. Yeah. I always ask, you know, let me know what happens, how they're feeling, what's going on with the pet, because I want to know when that pet passes.
Mm-hmm. What are those exchanges like maybe months later?
They're usually pretty short. Oftentimes the pet parent will reach out and say, you know, we had to put our dog down today, but you know, the gift that you gave us, we really appreciated.
What advice would you give for pet owners who are considering getting photos taken, you know, after their pets get a terminal diagnosis?
I would say better to find somebody and set aside the time to do it earlier or sooner rather than later. You really don't want to wait until the pet doesn't feel very well where you have to make those hard decisions. You want to do it where you're still, where the pet is still able to move on their own and be able to maybe have a little adventure and a special time together.
Haida, what have these dogs taught you?
You know, dogs, they really have a good bond with their owners. And it's really this bond that I'm trying to capture. And sometimes they will bond quickly with me. Sometimes on a rare occasion, I think I've had like one or two dogs that's kind of like, I don't think I really like you that much. but, you know, they never hold their own emotions back, even though we do, especially in these sessions. Like the owners will oftentimes not try to be as emotional because that, you know, as humans, sometimes that makes us weak. Whereas the dogs are, if they're feeling good, they are happy and excited to be hanging out and doing something with their people. And if they get treats on top of that, then, you know, bonus.
Treats are always the bonus.
Yeah.
Haida, thank you for sharing your work and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for highlighting this. I think the Tilly Project is a great resource, especially for pet parents.
Heide Hangsermeyer is a photographer in Sussex. She's owner of Wild Iris Photography and a member of the Tilly Project. It's a directory connecting pet owners with end-of-life pet photographers in Wisconsin and around the world.